Predators general manager David Poile on the line with us now, and I'm sure he's been, you know, busy celebrating win number 1500. David, I kind of feel like we need a little bit of a heads up for all these milestones that, you know, you keep hitting, because I feel like it's almost every game we're celebrating you.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate that. But I think that's it. So 1500 is that's a huge number for wins, and what a couple weeks ago was 3000 games. So kind of proud of that. So obviously very pleased with all the players, coaches, scouts that I've had that have done so much work to put me in a position to have good teams and have a winning record. So I'm really proud of that. I must tell you that I was pretty well focused on the game last night when it was so close and going into overtime and the shootout. That was quite the game. So memorable night.
Yeah, absolutely. 4-0-1 on this homestand as your team gets the win 4-3 in the shootout last night over Arizona. You have to be pleased with what you're seeing out of your team right now as they came back off that road trip and really took care of business at home.
Yeah, we're making progress. Obviously, we were in a kind of a bad spot when we came off the road. And, we go to Detroit, as you said, today to play there tomorrow. But we have, then we have four more games at home, too. So this is a really good stretch for us to get back in the race, which now we've done. But to get our game, more consistent. And I can see signs of that throughout the game. But by no means are where we want to be, but I do think we're improving. And since the start of the season, we have made some significant changes, bringing Jankowski onto our team, and he's done a good job, more or less, being on the third line. And then UC Parson looks like that's going to be a real good story. He was one of our best players at training camp, but we felt that the road to Nashville was through Milwaukee, and we thought he could benefit from learning a lot and playing a lot down there this year, but I'm really glad we brought him up, and he seems to have the hunger and the desire to play in the league right now, and he's done a terrific job for us, so we've been really, really pleased with his play. And, I think we got a couple other good players down in Milwaukee that I think before it's all said and done that we will give them a little bit of a try, at some point in this season, just to keep everybody honest. Let's put it that way.
On Parson, I think that's interesting what you just said. How does that process work when you have a plan for a guy that you want him to get some reps in Milwaukee, because you use the old adage, all roads to Nashville go through Milwaukee, but he's just performing so well. Is that a conversation where Scott Nichol comes to you and says, David, like, we got to give this kid a chance. He's too good right now. We got to see what he can do. Or how does that process work to finally make the move like that?
Well, we talk every day. Scott sees the majority of the games there in Milwaukee. We've got film on all of our players on each game that they play. So I think our knowledge of our players is really good. But as I said earlier, the game plan was to kind of have him stay in Milwaukee longer to play. We just felt that would be the best situation, play top line, power play, penalty kill, and all that stuff. But here we are, when your record's not as well, and we have to accelerate the process a little bit and he's up for it. Like I said, you were at training camp, and you saw that he was one of the best players at training camp.
Yeah.
So far so good. I guess no complaints. I think it's the right thing to do. He doesn't look like he's out of place there at all. But again, we're still looking for some more consistency higher in our lineup. It was good to see Duchesne get a goal yesterday to get us back in the game in the third period. Also get a huge goal in the shootout. And we need more scoring from our top team. Our power play starting to come around a little bit. We've gotten goals in each of our last I think three or four games by our power play. So that was an area that was really not helping us at all at the beginning of the season. And it's starting to really benefit us on a daily basis each game. So, like I say, we're not anywhere where we want to be, but we're getting closer. And Juice and Goal has played spectacular in the last few games. So, a lot of things to start liking about our team again.
We're talking with David Poile, Nashville Predators GM. Now, David, you just mentioned something about the team and the slow start, and then now things seems to be coming all together. Do you think that that's a byproduct of the short training camp that you guys had? Because if it's a little bit longer, you get to evaluate things a little bit more. Guys get to work together a little bit longer. But because it was short, now you're starting to see these guys playing together, and now things are starting to come together for your team.
Yeah, that could be, but I'm being honest with you. I thought our training camp was terrific, and I think if anything, we didn't give a lot of guys opportunities, which you usually do, and that's why the Parsons, Jankowski's went down without giving them more games. And so your point is accurate. Maybe if we'd had a normal training camp of days and more games, maybe they would have unseated somebody at that time. But I'm just being honest. I really thought we had a good training camp, and I thought we were ready for the start of the season, and certainly wasn't disappointed by our performance over in Europe winning those two games. And again, it's a different year right now for our club, and for not that we want to compare ourselves to anybody else, but you know, in our division you have the St. Louis Blues that lost 8 in a row, and they've just now won 7 in a row. You know, you got the Pittsburgh Penguins, always been a top team. Long winning streaks, long losing streaks, and you know, I can probably name 6 or 7 teams that are up and down start, if you will. And then you've got some of these younger teams that have been in the bottom for a long time, and their draft choices are now starting to come through for them. Like a team like New Jersey, undefeated in what, 13 games now. I mean, I think we all thought they would improve, but I don't think anybody saw that much improvement. So it's hockey, and it's you don't know what you're going to get every game. I mean, I can sit here and say I think we're this and that, and I want to be more consistent, but the players kind of determine that out on the ice. And like I always say, the other team's trying to win too. So it's a good league. There's a lot of parity in the league, and you know, we got a big effort for this whole season just to get into the playoffs. I mean, 16 teams to get into playoffs. There might be, you know, 2 or 3, 4 maybe dominant or more dominant teams, but the rest of us, as you can see in the standings, we're almost a quarter of the way through the season. And other than the Devils and Boston, maybe a couple other teams, there's not much difference from top to bottom after that.
David, you look back, by the way, we're talking to David Poile, Predators general manager. Last night's shootout was pretty unique, and we went back and looked. That's tied for the most goals that the Predators have ever scored in a shootout. You and I have both seen, David, a gazillion shootout wins for the Predators where UC Saros or Thomas Vokoun or Pekka Rinne just stops all three shots. You scratch out one goal, and everybody goes home happy. But that was quite an interesting shootout last night.
That was unbelievable. Like I say, you know, someday I will be a fan. I will really appreciate that and think that was one of the greatest shootouts ever. No, you're right. Our goaltending has always been really good, and Juice is playing so well right now and played well again last night. And that's the first time I am sure that he's ever let whatever it was, 3 or 4 goals in a shootout. But man, that got the heart rate going up pretty high there last night. So like I say, I agree with you. If you get one goal, you're just hoping that our goalie can stop three. So last night wasn't the case, but our shooters came through. Love that.
David, I want to ask you about the progress of Milwaukee. We were talking to Scott Nickel last week, and he was talking about how
unique. Steve Sullivan.
And Steve, we had Steve Sullivan around as well talking to him. It was fun to see him. But Scott Nickel was telling us that the Milwaukee team has more rookies than he can remember, and a lot of those rookies are really, really doing well. Some of the guys you mentioned that had excellent training camps. So that's got to be a really good sign for you.
Yeah, well, we're starting to fill the cupboard again. If you go back, I think things go in cycles. When we, you know, got to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2017, which is now 5 years ago, the cupboard got pretty bare with us promoting a lot of younger players on our team. You know, going from Yoshi to Forsberg and all these guys that were stars with our team, and then also trading away some, you know, younger prospects and draft picks or what have you. So it's taken a few years to get back there, but we're starting to, as I say, fill the cupboard. We got a, you know, as they say in football, a 5-star recruit, if you will, in goal with Askarov. We got some forwards that we've already called up in Parson and Jankowski. We got Phil Tomasino, who played here the whole year last year, but is playing down there right now, and he's going to get a chance, you know, sooner than later. You know, we've got Igor Tanev that was a second pick a couple of years ago, and it's his second year in Milwaukee. He's playing much, much better, and I don't have no hesitation to recall him. So it feels good. And then like, when you look to the future, which is part of the, obviously, when you're talking to the manager here, their job of people coming in, like how Zach LaRue was a first pick a couple of years ago, you know, he will come into Milwaukee. Svechkov, a first pick 2 years ago, he will come into Milwaukee. So slowly but surely, we're getting that depth and the quality of depth and prospects like we used to have. So future's looking much brighter in terms of our ability to call up younger players and they actually can make a contribution. And again, for as we've been talking, we've already seen this year, especially with a player like Parson, who looks like he's going to be a really good player for a long time.
Absolutely. David, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Go take care of business in Detroit, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.